What is the relationship between a composer and its inspiring motive?
Yeah, this is always present. Inspiring, this is part of work, or a part of constellations before the work.
I see.
So the work is not the inspiration. The work itself is not the inspiration, but the work itself can reborn new inspiration through the process. So inspiration, let's say inspiration is something which comes from somewhere, and you can develop also inspiration through experience and concentration and dealing with. But it's more motive or the reason or the shooting energy at the beginning, and then you have to work intellectually,
yes,
and with different techniques and processes, and it can be always sorry, it's then the part of the work.
Sure. What do you think of today's compositions and musical genres?
Taste?
Yes, what do you think of today's compositions, today's music?
Today's? Ah, you mean today's?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, so, okay. There are different situations, for example, situation in Europe or West Europe, or situation in Ost Europe, East Europe, or situation in Slovenia, or situation in Italy, but generally we can say probably we live in some kind of post-modernistic, you say it like that?
Yes.
Era?
Mm-hmm.
See?
Postmodern era.
What does it mean? It means that in a certain moment it was not necessary or not forced or not wished to produce music with very intellectual processes.
So there was a
period which gave composers really freedom, and you could do what you want, and I think that brought as well as positive effect and as negative effect. It depends from the composer, from the certain mind and so on. And mainly we can see the stream of that postmodernism went in directions of uncritical way of focusing of the society or problems of our time. And I think in the last years, the situation is progressively changing, as in the manner of changing, let's say postmoderna brought so many problems that the interest for experiment and for intellectual kind of thinking is increasing again. Yes. So, like postmoderna is passé, it's not anymore interesting. And like we come again, so postmodern was against intellectualism, but now intellectualism is against postmodern. And of course, it's not on the same level as it was. It's like
a
spiral. And I think this is a good sign, because this brings also the necessity for to be interested in certain special things, in more sophisticated things, which are not necessarily populistic, popular or understandable in the big masses and so on. So again, a chance for the art that can develop again in the manner of artistic, laws, let's say laws or principles.
Very good. And talking about modern times, what do you think about new technologies such as computers, computer music, internet, and what can this different means offer to a composer?
Computers, computers, and wire technology is it means new situation in all society segments.
Course,
you cannot ignore this, it's not possible. All students want to write with computer because it's easier. So, a computer is a machine which is nowadays very, very developed already, and you can do really processes you can use if you have this power to do it, and if you believe that it's a right way and possible, you can really make processes which you would do without machine, and you can do it very faster, and you can go in worlds which were not possible before. Another hand, the composers, very often the composers use computer just to write notes or to make the thing easier. And of course, there are so many composers and so many music instant production,
yeah,
which means nothing, and this is normal, because new media brings new possibilities, and it's the same situation as ever was, just few good composers or genius knows what these situations can bring positive, and masses or many of them they lose yourself. But generally, computer, I think it's just new thing as it was before, some new instrument or some new...
You believe there are future possibilities?
It's impossible to say something like that, future possibilities, because future is coming.
Yes.
And without computer, future is not possible. This is the problem. So, sure, there are possibilities for music with computer, because it's not possible
without.
So, acoustic music is going forward with computer or without computer, using computer or not. Electroacoustic music is now, of course, made with computers, so it's a part of life, and with all positive and negative consequences.
Oh, well, what are your next engagements, your future plans?
I cannot plan, because plans come to me. So now I'm trying to finish, or I'm working on accordion concerto that means fist, harmonica, accordion, and ensemble, chamber, 15 members of ensemble. Really concerto, some kind of concerto. The first movement is already finished. The second, so-so, and probably there are three or four movements. This is the next what I want to finish. And then there are many things,
many ideas,
and also many plans. What should I do? So also commissions and so many things to
lots
do, really.
Much
to do.
And are there any valid models for young students? I mean, students of composition.
Are there? I didn't understand. Are there
any valid models?
Oh. This is very, very different. I teach in Slovenia on the high school composition, and the situation there is really different from that in Europe. And I try to change this. And this, my way how to do it, or my function, let's say, is to motivate young people, to show them, to introduce them with streams, with different things what happened in the world, because they don't know. They think they discover, they find something new, and they don't know that it's old 50 years and so on. It's a really bad situation. And besides that, this is another part of composers, let's say, meaning or aesthetic, which are really conservative, which are basing, let's say, on aesthetic from Prokofiev or Bartok, even not Stravinsky, or partly. And they feel very romantically, and they try to put on that romantically basis, modernistic ideas, and mm-hmm. You notice that they cannot change their basic. And I do with my students, I try to influence this way, to make them
think
what's our time and what's their reality and their truth.
Understand.
I have some of them. They are very talented, and I hope they when they finished or before that, I hope that they go to Germany to study, or to go in Europe to make experience what I'm talking about. They have to feel, to experience it alone from another side. Then they can change their optic.
Of course.
And this is
very important.
Yes,
The audience do not understand contemporary music. Some held the belief that it is something for specialists, for a selected elite. What is your opinion?
I think it can be like that. It cannot. It must be not. But generally, there is something on that, because the art is activity which has its own logic, own process. Of course, the society and public and has some kind of influence, but not the important one, not the most important one, of course not. And the art is probably one of the last activity, or maybe where you are looking for the truth, some kind of the truth. Religion did some kind of the truth, or I don't know. I don't mean the institution.
Yes.
Like not institution. This is another story. But religion is to believe in God or some
entity.
Yeah. The life, the kind of life, because of computers, because of consume culture. and so on, and because of very fast life, fast way of living, existing, less and less people have time and idea and energy to occupy, to do something with art, any kind of art. The older generation, they go to opera probably, but in next century or next generations, I don't know how many of them want to hear opera. And classic music, also our parents and our generation used to hear classic music
a lot.
But the next generation, I ask myself what happened, because children, they know just only computer games and instant music and pop and rock and so on. I don't criticize pop and rock. This is the developing of our civilization.
Yes,
like tonality of classicism and romanticism. Tonality was brighter, bigger and brighter and more different, and it exploded. Then after that, the modern atonality came, but the feeling of tonality exists. Still exists, and it, the pop music, rock music, this is tonality of emotional music and emotional reality. This is this. But the computer and virtual reality.
Mm-hmm.
The virtual reality is somehow reality, but it's not reality.
It's not real reality.
This is a lie. And the principles of our life are more and more influenced from that lying, from not reality, from virtual reality. And this is very interesting for us today. So the art is less and less interesting, because the reality, the truth of art is not so interesting, especially for young people. I hope that this is somehow, this is mistake probably, or not, this is the reality, but I hope that or let's say the consequences of that progress is lack of vertical feeling of deepness, to think about something not just superficial.
Yes,
so our society is more and more superficial on the surface. So to go inside, probably it comes again from somewhere, this necessity to, that we need also this deepness, without to go inside. This is the touch, if you want, with a God or with nothing, or with absolute, or with everything, in the deepness, in the if you stop everything, if you go inside, and if this could or should be more important than material superficial life, we can have our world in balance. Otherwise, it goes.
And connected to this idea of people believing, having the idea that music, contemporary music, is something elitarian, many also think that all that has to be written has been written already in the past. Have this idea, the past has said all that was to be said. Do you agree?
Let's say what concerning the material, musical material, how to use instruments, how to produce sounds, probably everything, tatsächlich. Everything,
yes,
has been written.
I understand a little bit of German.
This is not very intelligent. But this is just objective, let's say, that concern the material. But always the art is depending from context. The context is the most important thing in art. And you can use the same thing, of course, but in another context, in your own context or in some special context, it is something else, something new. It's not, you cannot say it was written, because the context is always different. It's different. So the life is different. We are also, we are born, we live, we have love, we have children, we eat, we die. All the time is the same. But we cannot say that we are the same as the people from 2,000 years.
And last question. The Italian semiologist Umberto Eco says that defined Kurt Weill the musician of the century. What is your opinion?
Okay, this is for me very difficult to say, because Kurt Weill, this is, of course, he's a genius, he was a genius, but this is one insert that you can say with the same logic or same argument that the Beatles are are the music of that century, you said.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, or Madonna, or... depends what criterion you say. Or Stockhausen.
Of course, yes. Yeah?
This is very difficult to say one person, this is the most important, because the art, artistic life, the art, the music, everything doesn't exist in one author, in one person. It's impossible. Also Stockhausen, also Kurt Weill could not exist with so many other very important musicians. Messiaen, what about him? Stravinsky is also 20th century, and it depends what is so important to say. How many, what is the criterion? How many performances, how many pieces, how many, it's impossible to say.